Republican challenger Jim Burkey is a professor at Concordia University. He started out by campaigning with a Democrat against Representative Sensenbrenner. The Democrat dropped out, but Burkey has run an aggressive campaign, even getting Sensenbrenner to agree to a debate last week in the Milwaukee suburb of Germantown. The event showed significant policy differences between the two Republicans. For example, Burkey takes a more moderate approach to deporting immigrants who are illegally in the U.S.
Which would mean putting them into our jail system, rounding people up, splitting up families. And we're talking about families and parents, by the way, of millions of children who are American citizens. I'm from a party that boasts that we are the party of family values. That offends my family values.
Sensenbrenner says he has no qualms about sending illegal immigrants back to their country of origin.
I think the Republican Party is also the party of the rule of law. And if you break the law, you ought to pay the consequences for breaking the law.
Sensenbrenner and Burkey also disagree about the incumbent's fiscal record. Burkey says Sensenbrenner has been part of too much spending in Congress, including several years ago adding the Medicare prescription drug program,
which is likely the biggest government program in American history.
But Sensenbrenner says he just picked up a 100% score from the group Citizens Against Government Waste.
The House as a whole averaged 30%. I'm 70% better.
The winner of the Sensenbrenner-Burkey race faces only token opposition in November. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.